أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, most merciful, most compassionate, we send greetings and salawat and blessings upon our most noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his noble companions and his family and friends. Our dear and honored guests, it is my distinguished honor to be responsible to welcome you here this morning. And so, in doing so, we give acknowledgement in the absence of the Minister Mbalula, the esteemed lineup of presenters that we have here who will be honoring us today, including Ambassador Ibrahim Rasool from the World for All Foundation, our own Professor Ibrahim Arnold and Dr. Sheikh Siraj Hendricks. Welcome is extended to the Director of the Afro-Middle East Center, our brother Mr. Naeem Jinnah, and Imam Rashid Omar, who also played a central role alongside and with and within the Wasatiya Organizing Committee, IPSA board members who are also in the lineup, is Senior Counsel Advocate Hafiz Abu Bakr Muhammad, and the remaining very, very impressive lineup of speakers that we have who will be addressing us today. I acknowledge also our chairperson, Mr. Sharif Abbas of the board of IPSA, who usually makes his cameo appearances, and he just appeared right now. This is, by the grace of the Almighty Allah, our seventh annual Wasatiya Symposium, a term which is located very, very authentically and centrally in the Quran as a descriptor of the Ummah, or the nation of Islam, as Ummatan Wasata. Translated, perhaps, attempts at translation as an Ummah which is justly balanced. The faith of Islam challenges its followers and humanity to stand up as witnesses for Allah to justice. And there are some permutation of that concept in the Holy Quran in more than one place. Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. In addition, Allah refers to the ideal state of equilibrium among human beings through their relations inter se, and again occurring in more than one permutation and instance in the Holy Quran. And Allah Ta'ala Most High says simply, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ. Had it not been that He, God Almighty, keeps one group of people in check by virtue of another group, the entire earth would have corrupted. The entire earth would have collapsed. We can see then that from the Quranic perspective, Islam conceives of this world to be multipolar. And it is only through multipolarity that we will be able to attain and in fact implement those values of Islam, of peace and justice and mercy and compassion and dignity. For indeed, the adage holds true that power corrupts. And ultimately also that absolute power corrupts absolutely. The ISIS phenomenon severely challenges the Ummah in terms of its outward paraphernalia and idiom, purporting to be representative of the aspirations of the Islamic nation. This, when its gratuitous and deliberate show of violent force toward anyone who oppose its methods and extremist ideology. It challenges Muslims to introspect and go beyond the paraphernalia and slogans, to identify the violent aberrations of the core values of our faith, the values of peace and justice, the values of mercy and dignity and honor for all human beings. However, notwithstanding the deep emotional trauma that continued to be experienced by the Ummah as a result of the ravages in the political landscape, in the Muslim world, in the Middle East in particular, bearing in mind that the majority of Muslims of the world are not from nor in the Middle East. The Quranic imperative of just balance compels that we look beyond egregiousness that serve only as fodder for white capitalist mass media. Standing out as witness bearers to justice for Allah, to restore equilibrium among nations, require our deepening of the discourse of the power dynamics among nations. The South African discourses of decoloniality as the unfinished project of decolonization, as Maldonado Torres holds some deep irony for the fact that we are also holding this symposium for the first time off campus and in this citadel, iconically symbolizing that historic colonization. This forum of civil society needs not only raise its voice, but commit as witness bearers to justice, to call Western leaders for their complicity in the destruction of nations of human beings' lives, and Arab civilization predating the advent of Islam by thousands of years. The call for leaders to be held accountable for war crimes must be what emanates from a forum like this. On social media, very recently, we witnessed how the former Prime Minister of Great Britain, Tony Blair, appears to be apologizing for their complicity in the invasion of Iraq in 2003, on what now only is not only deemed as dubious grounds, but downright and deliberate falsifications. War crimes and the coloniality of power and the disequilibrium that we face in the world today is what allows such acts to go unchecked with impunity. This is our challenge as the Global South, and today's proceedings must step up to the challenge of advancing decoloniality of knowledge and being if we were to restore equilibrium and balance and thereby force inclinations of extremisms to the peripheries of irrelevance. Our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him, in that ideal state, describes the relations inter se of human beings. at a spiritual level. And he references their souls as being mutually reinforcing of one another. Al-arwah junudun mujannada. He says, إِذَا تَعَارَفَتْ اِئْتَلَفَتْ. That when they are acquainted with one another, they become well-disposed, affectionately disposed to one another. وَإِذَا تَنَاكَرَتْ اِخْتَلَفَتْ. But when they operate in isolation of one another, in exclusion to the other, that is when they fall into dispute. This state of ideal equilibrium of human nations and human beings inter se cannot be evaluated simply on the basis of principles which are regarded as universal, but that have been formulated by systems of knowledge that in its design dismisses the other, dismisses the experience and the history of other nations and other peoples, and posits itself as the only authoritative source of evaluation and criteria. We pray that those values of dignity and justice and peace and compassion to all people are what will be the driving, guiding beacons of light of deliberations among our panelists, among yourselves as the attendees and co-interlocutors to their presentations. And we pray that God Almighty infuse and inspire wisdom, inspire compassion, peace and justice in our minds and our deliberations. I thank you very, very much. Jazakumullah khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.